We're gonna do one first that we've only done a couple times. It's one that I guess we'll eventually record. But hopefully it's good advice too. So let's, through this song, just talk to God and you know, ask Him to truly guide you. And that's what the song's about. I mean, sometimes we say, Lord, you know, show me what to do, and that kind of stuff. But I'm not certain every day I completely mean that either, you know. But it's a very, 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 very good idea. So let's why don't we stand and. Oh, where was I on the day the world was made? How can I question the path God has me take? I'm His creation and clay in the potter's hands, and He can mold me better than I can. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Show me where You want me to go. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Teach me what You want me to know. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Help me live from only You. Lord, I pray You'll keep me away from everything that is untrue. A sheep won't follow. A shepherd he doesn't know. But I know Jesus. And where He leads, I'll go. I'll live forever. No one can take me from His hand. I'm a sheep that follows a risen lamb. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Show me where You want me to go. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Teach me what You want me to know. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Help me live for only You. Lord, I pray You keep me away from everything that is untrue. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Show me where You want me to go. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Teach me what You want me to know. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Help me live for only You. Lord, I pray You keep me away from everything that is untrue. Lord, I pray You keep me away from everything that is untrue.
Is this better, Michael? We're going to go ahead and do some prayer requests and praise reports. Does anybody? You may be seated. Have a sit down. Anybody have any prayer requests or praise reports? Miss Lisa? Is that GIBBS?
Depending on who you ask. It's very stressful for teachers of little children when they can't get drinks and all that.
John? What's his name again?
Daryl Downey.
Yeah, no. So if you don't know, that's he plays on the soccer team with Nolan, a kid from his high school, has cancer, but they got a lot of it. Michael? I think we can. Bethany. Okay. Are there any others?
I've got one. Friends of ours lost their business. They were at the end of Blue Hole. You probably saw the video. The cars piled up across the street from them. They showed a bunch of them.
Any others? Testing. You guys have finals in 2 weeks? Okay. I also have a final next week, so prayer that I study. Yes, I did.
I go to the doctor tomorrow and see if they can find something to work.
Okay. Yes, Michael.
My mom was doing bad. The lady that went to hospital let go to the cancer and was moving.
Any others? Any praise reports besides birthdays? I think it's a praise considering all the flooding that did happen, and even though we have families in the church that had quite a bit of damage, everyone in the church is safe. So, and I think that's a praise. Any others? If not, let's pray, and then we'll continue with worship. Matthew Alexander is going to speak tonight, and just so you know, Cameron Miles is speaking next week, and it's I just said it, and it's recorded, so it's final. So let's keep both of them in our prayers as Matthew prepares for tonight and Cameron prepares for next week. Also, that is the final Wednesday night as far as the service and dinner go. But usually there's prayer that goes throughout the summer. And I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for the sunshine to help dry out from all the rain. God, we pray that we come here tonight with hearts that are ready to learn more about you, and hearts that are ready to give you our all and to worship you in a way that is pleasing to you. I pray especially that you be with Matthew right now. If he has any nerves, that you calm him, that you let him know that he's amongst friends and family, and everybody loves him, and he's going to do just fine. God, we have so many prayer requests today. Some are spoken, some are unspoken, but please continue to be with the sick. Be with the ones who have much loss from the flooding. Be with the city of Nashville as they face possible economic disaster, and as people figure out if they're going to be able to rebuild their homes, or it's a scary time, a lot of uncertainty. So God, just wrap us up in your arms and love on us, and guide us through this time. God, I pray that you continue to be with all the students around the nation as they are testing college, high school, middle school, as the school year's tying up. I just pray that you continue to be with them, and that they have the encouragement to finish out the school year strongly. God, we love you so much, and we pray that our worship tonight, which is led by this great band, is pleasing to you. Be with us, and be with our families throughout this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We could use some peace right now, couldn't we? There's a financial guru that says you can't have financial peace and without the Prince of Peace. You can't have any kind of peace, financial or otherwise. So,
I will love you.
I will love you.
all of my days.
All of my days. You're the Lord of lords. You're the King of kings. You are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel. You're the great I am. You're the Prince of peace. We will eat the Lamb. You're the living God. You're my saving grace. You will reign forever. You are ancient of days. You are Alpha Omega, beginning and end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and friend. You're my Prince of peace, and I will live my life for you. You are Lord of lords, you're the King of kings, you are mighty God, Lord of everything, you're Emmanuel, you're the great I am, you're the Prince of peace, who is the Lamb, you're my living God, you're my saving grace, you reign forever, you are ancient of days, you are Alpha, Omega, beginning. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, and friend. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love, as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty. Everything I believe in, now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing of the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing of the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. Rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
The word of comfort from the Bible, spoken through His prophet Zephaniah. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine. When all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Hello.
Is it working?
I don't know how to. Oh. working now? Is it good? See if that works. Is it better? Good? Okay. I'll start out in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've given me. Lord, just please help me deliver your message the way you would like it. Amen. So I started typing this paper up, and it was originally going to be on the journey of Christianity. And then I read a Bible verse that changed my whole perspective of what I was going to write about. I read John chapter 20, verse 29. It said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." And then I thought of this church. This whole church believes without seeing, and it demonstrates it in so many ways. We go to all kinds of camps, make all kinds of friends. So I decided to type my paper on believing without seeing. And to me, believing without seeing is what makes up Christianity. We've never seen God, but we're almost 100% sure he lives by the miracles he works in our lives. But some kids choose not to believe because they're the type that have to see it to believe it. John chapter 20, verse 29 says, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." And I truly believe that. God works miracles in your life to let you know he's with you. Whether it's you're nervous on a test and then you get 100, or you didn't think you'd pass that test and then you passed it. Stuff like that. He lifts you up when you're down, answers prayers in time of need. When I read the Bible at night, I feel his love shining down on me. And it's amazing. Like, when I read the Bible, I feel like I'm in a totally different world than the rest of this world. And this church has been a big part of why I am who I am today. All the many camps we go to, like Sonata Camp and all kinds of concerts, like Casting Crowns. And even events on Wednesday nights. Like, last Wednesday we went to hear the father of Rachel Scott speak, and it changed my life. I bought the book that night. And through all this, I've learned what it meant to be a Christian and how to spread God's love with other people, whether it's giving the homeless money or simply stopping by someone at school and just praying with them. And through all these events, I've seen God not only change me, but other people. Like at Sonata, one kid got baptized, and so many people started believing because of this church and because of camp and all the other events. The feeling I felt at Synodic was amazing. It was, you know, impossible that I could feel that feeling again. I felt God's love the whole week. I was with people who were friendly. I met all kinds of new friends. And that's one of only several examples of how I believe without seeing. I know he's with me at school every day too, because when I'm struggling on a problem like today in government, I was really nervous before the test. And so I just prayed. I said, "God, just please let me pass this test and let me do well." Now, I don't know if I did well or not. Hopefully I did. But the really hard part for me is when you pray about something that doesn't go your way. You start questioning God and why he does it. And what I figured out through all the many events is he has a plan for us to show us what he wants through us using our talents he gave us. And he does everything for a reason. You know, like, if a family member passes away, he does it for a reason. He does it to make you stronger. He does it to bring the family together. He does it to bring you closer to him. And if we make mistakes, we can learn from them and try again the next time. God does all that to teach you to run to his word in the hardest of times, not only in the softest of times. We have to learn how to be not only Sunday Christians, but also Monday through Saturday Christians. We have to learn how to read the Bible every night and not just on Sundays and Wednesdays. And to me, the way we deal with the hard times is what makes us who we are. It shows us how big of Christians we are and what we need to improve on. Like, if the hard times we run to God, then we know we're being good Christians. But if we start questioning and start not praying and not reading his word, we have some stuff we need to improve on. And the way to do that is just to be around a group of people, to be around a group of fun people. And to me, it's fun to be around groups of people who believe without seeing. That's why I love going here every Wednesday and every some Sundays. Because I know I'm with people who teach me and lift me up. You know, when I'm down, I just come to church and then I get, you know, I get happy again. I play basketball and just talk to people and it lifts me up. Now, a couple of years ago, God brought me to this church on Ash Wednesday, and it's the best decision I've ever made. I've started coming every Wednesday since. I wasn't an original youth member, but all the youth has let me in, and I say thank you. You've taught me so much. My faith has grown through numerous events, such as Synodic Camp and the Casting Crowns concerts. Now, those events are some of the highlights of my high school career, which is winding down, sadly. It's those times I know that God's working in our lives. I don't see it, but I know it. I know that God is doing all this for a reason. God led me through high school the way he did for a reason. It's to teach other people about Christianity and to lift people up. Now, one of the best lessons I've learned has come from Cameron. You know, it wasn't at any particular event, but we hang out every Wednesday, and he's always so happy. I've never seen him down once. I mean, I've never seen him frown. I mean, he's always so happy. And it's taught me to view life as a cup half full and not half empty. And so, Cameron, I thank you for that. It's been a really fun 2.5 years here, and I'm sad I won't be able to come as much as I used to, but I'll think of you every Wednesday, and I'll visit some Wednesdays when I can. I just want to say thank you again to all these people who have let me come to this church every Wednesday and speak and put up with me. The challenges I face in high school will likely double when I get to college, but through everything I've learned, I got a feeling I'll be able to handle them because I've God on my side. That's all.
So great there. That hurt a little bit. He's not deterred, I don't think. Grace, my
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone. I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been saved. Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Let's sing that again.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be
just a couple of thoughts real quick. As we were singing that, I was thinking, and as the baby was crawling up front, God is forever ours. And you know, when we're singing, earlier we sang about the first hour in which we believed. And is that not symbolic of crawling from a dark spot to the light and then getting up here in front of the microphone and just having joy and just going, whatever noises a baby makes, you know. I think that's so beautiful. And I hope that when you saw that, it made you happy too. Let's give Matthew a round of applause, a good thank you. He kept on saying, you know, thank you for letting me be part of the group and letting me speak. And I think we can all say it's been a blessing having you around. And the only difficulty is trying to keep you fed. You eat so much. But we're so thankful to have you around and for your message. Let's just end in a prayer. And the youth, if afterwards, if you'll stay for a minute for a couple announcements. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity to come and to worship and to hear a message. God, I pray that this time makes an impact on our hearts every week. But God, I pray that we can take this impact, this feeling we have in our hearts, and we can go and share it. God, I thank you for the babies in the church, and thank you that Jesus says, let the kids come to me, let the children come to me, because we're all children. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Fun. Mama sees a miracle. Heaven sees God's image there. Family sees an answered prayer. Mama sees a miracle. She sees it like no
Mama sees a miracle.
okay?
Here we go.